Chapter 10. What is Critical Thinking? In conversations with Japanese chairs or deans of social science departments, I find that a particular concern is voiced again and again. Our students cannot argue in their seminar classes. The question that I offer in response is, well, have they ever been taught how to argue effectively? My point is that they cannot swim before learning how to do so. In order for people to participate actively in discussions or in exchanges of ideas or opinions, it is necessary to learn critical thinking, both as a method and as an attitude. Let us consider why this is an essential element in education. I first encountered the term critical thinking when I was in the United States, referring to the ability to analyze information and ideas carefully and logically from multiple perspectives. This includes the examination of commonly accepted beliefs and claims. Therefore, some say that critical thinking is thinking about thinking. A critical thinking movement started in the American educational community in the late 1970s, and a number of U.S. schools now make critical thinking courses mandatory for graduation. Rather than focusing on rote memorization and testing, students are called upon to think logically and present ideas clearly. At colleges and universities, the two courses in which this training is addressed are logic courses, taught in philosophy departments, and argumentation courses, taught in departments of speech communication. For example, in the early 1980s, the California State University and College System, CSUC, decided to include a semester-long course in critical thinking as a graduation requirement. The CSUC requirement is explained as follows. Instruction in critical thinking is to be designed to achieve an understanding of the relationship between language and logic, which should lead to the ability to analyze, criticize, and advocate ideas, to reason inductively and deductively, and to reach factual or judgmental conclusions based on sound inferences drawn from unambiguous statements of knowledge or belief. Further, the minimal competence to be expected at the successful conclusion of instruction in critical thinking should be the ability to distinguish fact from judgment, belief from knowledge, and skills in elementary inductive and deductive processes. A number of educators, both within and outside of Japan, advocate that the Japanese education system should begin to teach these skills to the general student population. I support this idea, since such courses offer unique benefits. First and foremost, students can gain an appropriate understanding of the true meaning of argument. Although most Japanese tend to avoid confrontation in favor of social harmony, argumentation can be viewed as a cooperative activity intended to reach the best possible conclusion through active examination of the relative benefits and consequences of making certain decisions. Second, students can learn the importance of being open to different ideas. Japanese people are apt, particularly in public or organizational settings, to follow customs and precedents without considering their appropriateness to a specific situation, or simply to leave decisions to their superiors. These tendencies can hinder the development of new perspectives and novel activities. Finally, students can realize the importance of taking a stance on issues. It is natural that different people have different opinions, since they have different interests, value systems, and personal experiences. It is necessary for people to verbalize their opinions to each other, to increase understanding of their differences, and reach reasonable consensus or compromise. Without the process of productive discussion and debate, the possible repercussions of a course of action may not be foreseen. Differences in ideas and philosophies need not be feared, but should be valued for the potential to improve social awareness. Introducing the basics of critical thinking to our education system will help students to learn how to make decisions that respect differing values of members of Japanese society.